All right, it is 7 o'clock. Welcome all. Thank you for those of you that let me see your face because I do enjoy seeing faces. It's helpful for me. So tonight, Joey Nicholson, who is he's like my newest colleague, and I flew up to Philadelphia and we worked together for 6 days on, just getting started on projects and giving myself a little burst of enthusiasm that I have not really had since, for like a year. So it's really nice to have like another person getting excited about the things. Because believe it or not, answering these phone calls and answering people's emails and talking about this with you, it isn't like the most uplifting thing in the world all the time. And so some days you just need joy. You just need a little dose of joy.
Yeah.
So hit me.
All right. So, good evening,
Joy.
everybody. Thank you guys for joining me tonight as I share an initiative that has the power to reshape how we approach reentry, recovery, and reform. The Pathfinder Initiative is currently being implemented in the Chester County Prison here in Pennsylvania with the full support of the Executive Board of the Chester County Reentry Coalition, a group that includes the top figures in our county's justice and social systems. This is a pivotal moment for transformation, not only for individuals, but for the systems that shape our communities. The Pathfinder Initiative isn't just about reintegration, it's about true transformation. Built on the foundations of soul reform and thought reform, our program goes beyond the surface level solutions often offered to reentrants. We address the core, changing the way individuals view themselves, their potential, and their place in the world. At the same time, we incorporate transformative justice to engage the broader community in creating environments where healing and accountability thrive. Central to the success of the Pathfinder Initiative is compassion-focused therapy. Many individuals re-entering society are burdened by shame, guilt, and a sense of unworthiness. CFT, compassion-focused therapy, is designed to help participants develop compassion for themselves and others, breaking through cycles of self-criticism and emotional pain. By fostering self-kindness and empathy, CFT equips participants with the emotional tools to rebuild relationships and find their place in the community with dignity and confidence. CFT is especially impactful for individuals forced to register, like myself, who often face intense stigma and societal rejection. This therapy addresses the emotional wounds that come with such labels, encouraging healing and the resilience to move forward. It also teaches participants how to approach others with empathy, creating pathways to reconciliation and understanding. Inclusivity is not just the value of the Pathfinder Initiative, it is a practice that's embedded in every element of our program. We ensure that every individual, regardless of their past, has access to tools for transformation. This definitely includes individuals forced to register, who are often excluded from other programs and resources. Our program gives voice to those whose experiences are frequently silenced, ensuring their stories and challenges are not only acknowledged, but actively addressed. Through storytelling, real-life testimonies, and focused support for these individuals, the Pathfinder Initiative challenges societal stigma and highlights the universal potential for transformation. By addressing the pink elephant in the room, we're bringing light to issues most people avoid, advocating for systemic empathy and inclusion. Allow me to share a little bit about myself and how my journey connects to the Pathfinder Initiative. Like I said, I too am a person forced to register, a label that has shaped but not defined my life. Years ago, I was perceived as the leader of what some feared was a potentially harmful cult, a perception that led to my conviction and my placement on the registry. But rather than allow that label to consume me, I use it as the starting point for a transformation. The emotions I felt, the thoughts I processed, and the shifts that I made within myself during that time are at the very foundation of the blueprint that has become this curriculum. It is not theoretical, it is lived experience turned into actionable steps. Today, I find myself in this position where those who once judged me now seek my guidance and expertise. That transformative mindset is at the heart of the Pathfinder Initiative. It is proof that with the right tools and perspective, anyone can rewrite their story and become a force for change. Transformative justice underpins this entire initiative. It seeks to repair harm, not just punish it, by focusing on accountability, healing, and rebuilding trust within communities. This approach invites all stakeholders, offenders, victims, and community members to be a part of the solution. By fostering empathy and dialogue, transformative justice helps create environments where reentrants can truly belong and contribute. Our program is structured into four transformative phases. Each is designed to build on the previous one. So the first one is the knowledge phase. This foundational phase introduces participants to the principles of self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and cognitive restructuring. They begin to understand the psychological factors driving their behaviors and learn to reframe and reshape their thoughts. And the second phase is wisdom. It's the wisdom phase, where participants apply the knowledge gained in real-world scenarios through role-playing exercises and guided decision-making processes. This phase equips them to handle the challenges proactively and with confidence. The third phase is the understanding phase, where you should have a clear mental picture of phase one and phase two and yourself. Here, participants develop deeper emotional intelligence and empathy, enhancing their ability to form and sustain meaningful relationships, both personally and within their community. And the last and final phase is the mental freedom phase. The final phase focuses on achieving mental freedom as a reentrant. For those of us forced to register or labeled in ways that society often weaponizes, there is no escaping the reality of being a reentrant for life. This phase equips participants to maintain their transformation, embrace their identity, and continue to grow despite the challenges that come with the societal stigma. Mental freedom means understanding that your label doesn't define you, and you have the power to move forward with purpose and resilience. The curriculum we use in the Pathfinder Initiative is called From Weapons to Tools. The name was chosen deliberately to symbolize the process of transformation that our participants undergo. Weapons represent the destructive thoughts, behaviors, and patterns that have historically caused harm to themselves, to others, and to their communities. These weapons are the products of unaddressed trauma, misguided coping mechanisms, and deeply ingrained cycles of negativity. Through the structured phases of our program, participants learn to identify these weapons within themselves and begin the process of dismantling them. They are then guided to reforge or fashion these same energies into quote-unquote tools, practical constructive strategies for building a better future. These tools include self-awareness, emotional regulation, problem solving, and resilience. This metaphor captures the essence of what we aim to achieve, turning what was once destructive into something constructive, powerful, and purposeful. It's not just about undoing harm. It's about creating the skills and the mindset necessary for participants to thrive and contribute positively to their communities. The name also resonates with participants, giving them a sense of agency and ownership over their transformation. The Pathfinder Initiative is being implemented in the Chester County Prison with the backing of the Executive Board of the Chester County Reentry Coalition in Pennsylvania. This coalition comprises leaders from the justice system, mental health services, and social organizations, reflecting the county's commitment to innovative and impactful reentry strategy. Simultaneously, we're preparing for expansion to Florida, working closely with key stakeholders, including justice transitions. This strategic expansion will allow us to adapt our model to new environments while maintaining the integrity of our core principles. Our ultimate vision is to establish the Pathfinder Initiative as a national standard for reentry and rehabilitation programs. So in conclusion, the Pathfinder Initiative represents a bold step forward in reentry, recovery, and reform. By focusing on soul reform, thought reform, and transformative justice, three terms no one's ever heard because I made them up drinking cups of coffee, and by ensuring inclusivity for every individual, including those forced to register, we are reshaping the conversation around rehabilitation. With the support of dedicated leaders and communities, we are transforming lives and creating a future where dignity and opportunity are accessible to all. I want to emphasize that this was an intentionally brief overview of what we're implementing here in Pennsylvania and preparing to launch in Florida. There are many intricate details and elements I've left out because I hope to be asked the right question. My goal is to avoid dominating the room and taking all the oxygen and leave some space for dialogue where I could clarify and explain specific aspects of our work in greater depth. So thank you for your attention and interest in the Pathfinder Initiative. I now welcome your questions and your thoughts, and please don't hesitate to dive deep or challenge me. I'm eager to explore the nuances of what we're building and how we could be a part of a larger movement for change.
Something weird just happened. Oh, okay. Whew. Okay, much better. Oh my God, Joey, I love this so much. And Kaya and I have been talking in the chat. We're the one who was bunkies with Shane Oh yeah, we talked on the phone. It's been a hot minute, I think. Also, sometimes I just forget things because, you know, you can't remember all the things. But Shane McFarland, that name I remember. I'm gonna have to look back in my past and remember myself all these. Anyway, Kaya, I was like, we should have a group with war. Like, we should allow like a
go around the room. I could pilot. I could definitely pilot. It's so easy for me. It's like second nature. This curriculum following stuff is junk. Like, once I'm just thrown into the mix, I can start whatever. I am the curriculum walking, so it's easy.
Well, what I would like you to do is I'd like you to teach someone.
Yeah, that's right? The whole thing with
because Pathfinder. I hope you're gonna get busy.
It's happening right now. Like, I'm so burned out from today, like everything that's happening, but it's all good stuff for all of us and our family members who are on the registry. Like,
it's
because
so important for any human being to feel like what they're doing is important and who they are matters to someone. And, you know, people who have been like taken into this life, swirled up into this life, often forget how it is to feel that way because, you know, the first, you know, from the time you find out that something is wrong to the trial, to the pleading, to the, I mean, it just continuously piles this stuff on you. And the treatment programs, at least here in Missouri, I mean, that thing's a disaster. If you're not already, like, if your head is not very unhappy and messed up, and you go take that therapy, that fake therapy class, like, it makes you crazier. Because
I'm starting to realize it might be like a national issue. Like, I'm speaking to guys in every other state, and they're all saying the same thing. So I'm really starting to think this is not just like a localized issue, because everybody's like, I don't know about anywhere else, but the state where I'm from, you know, it's all the same story. So it's really like a nationwide issue that the therapy.
Yeah, and in outdated. Those therapies, in those therapy programs, it's not like there's nothing, at least in Missouri, you can look up Missouri's program. You can look up the organization that does it and look up their mission statement. They have nothing. They're not intending to help you, their client.
Yeah.
Their whole point is to tell on you to your PO so your PO can.
All that stuff is like that's like the Damocletian sword always hanging over your head. You never know when your head's going to fall off because there's always something looming over you, whether like that's there's nothing therapeutic.
Yeah, and that's what
it.
We need to make people understand. I mean, honestly, I really believe that the only way out of this problem for us is to be more visible, to be more
100. Yeah, that's why the pink elephant is like turning into a huge thing, because we are the pink elephant in the room that no one wants to address, but I'm like tired of being that. So I'm going to be the pink elephant that speaks. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to speak up because I'm tired of them not using that. Like, I've sat through reentry simulations where they're trying to simulate what it's like to be back after prison. Where was the person forced to register? When they did the rant, they would give each participant a random card. They would say, okay, you killed somebody. You did arson. You're a drug addict. You're a drug dealer. But they did not include anyone who was on the registry. So how are you doing an actual reentry when you're leaving out a part of the population who everyone feels some type of way about? So I'm addressing, I'm the pink elephant, and I'm not afraid.
The real truth here is it's been very clear that none of these methods that they use to control us actually make the world safer. None of them.
Yeah.
The residency restrictions. Nope. The shadow prisons. Nope. The rules about, you know, where you can live relative to the church and the, you know, Minnesota went back through 25 years of their history. They looked at every single case where a kid had been hurt, never had anything to do with where the offender lived. It never did. Never once.
If Melinda actually had a hand, her hand would have fell off by now. It's been up for like 20 minutes on the screen.
Didn't even see it.
Yeah.
Go, Melinda, you're up.
Hi. Hi, Joey.
Hey, Melinda, how you doing?
I'm okay. I don't know if you remember, but I met
yeah,
you.
From yeah, from Harrisburg.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. My question to you, do you by any chance have this program? Like,
yeah.
could it be done in a like a correspondence course type
Yeah.
of setting? Like
I have it, Melinda. Yep.
You did. You know,
tangible.
my son is still incarcerated. In fact, he just saw the parole board on December 30th, and on January 3rd, he held his denial in his hand with a 1-year hit for
Man,
no.
I was going to say, what was the reasoning? Do you know the four
Oh,
reasons that they give, the four boilerplate, like same
yeah.
reasons they give everyone?
The check boxes, you know, he lacks motivation for success. He fails to take accountability for his actions. He shows no remorse. It's all a
Same
bunch of
cookie cutter reasons.
bullshit. Yes. Plus, my son is autistic, so
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a whole nother factor.
It's
You know what I
that's
mean?
a whole nother level that I'm also
Exactly.
engaging
Melinda,
in
are
that
you?
fight too.
I assume you're already aware of like the DDD.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I am. Thank you. What did you say, Joey? I didn't hear you.
No, I just was saying I'm engaged in that also, speaking about prisoners that have autism and dyslexia, because I ran a lot of the programming and I had to do a lot of homework. I was a CPS in the prison. So I was sent to people that were autistic, that had Down syndrome, everything you could think of. Everybody's in prison. So I had to deal with everybody on a certain level. I learned that
Well,
from my mother anyway, but I had to learn
the
that
thing
from
that I think we need to
why did I say that?
spread as a nation, just like help people understand, we're just assuming that this is the way the world is, that this many people spend this many years in these kinds of prisons. And that this many of our, you know, rural communities make all their money by working in prisons. Like, this isn't normal. This isn't the way the rest of the world is. We've been convinced that this is the way normal is. It's messed up. It's messed up.
The United States prison system started 30 miles from where I live at. So the original U.S. penal system started in Philadelphia. It started on Walnut Street. So that philosophy of law is still implied here. It's only three grandfathers away from the guys that are presiding on the bench now. Three grandfathers. That's not really that long. I mean,
yeah,
in the span of time, I don't know my third grandpa, but in the span of time, that's not really that long. So the punishment that they imply throughout the country was based off of this, but it's right here. But there's somebody like myself, a person forced to register, who right now is making a difference. So we can all do this. When people say, no, it's the label over our head, that isn't true.
Well, what we need to do is we need to let people understand this is the opposite of helpful. Like, it's not fixing the real problem that continues to happen. You know, the coaches, the priests, the whatever. These solutions aren't fixing that problem. And in fact, I think they make that problem worse.
Yeah,
because, you know,
I kind of present Pathfinder that way for a reason, because I say that Pathfinder is the original, it's based off the original psychology. So it's based off of like the reform of your heart, because genuine reform starts in the heart of a person. So the systems are all built after a person's thought, but the heart comes, you feel a certain way before you think. I get confused a lot when they say you think before you feel. I don't believe that. I feel before I think. It's kind of weird. That's for another topic for another time. But I believe that we start with soul reform before we deal with any type of other reform, justice reform, because if we can't see each other in the same light, none of those systems mean anything. So everything will be void. We don't value one another's opinion. We don't value one another's space. We don't see each other as equal. So it starts there. So this is why Pathfinder focuses so heavy on emotions and thoughts, because that's where everything begins. We're fighting a fight. We're in fourth grade before we went to kindergarten, first, second, and third. You have to start with your emotions and your thoughts before you can fight anything.
Oh, 100%.
I'm in the fight with the registry because it's the worst label on the planet. So my mission is to destroy any type of stigma, starting with the one that is over my head. So it all starts with how I feel about myself, though. It's not about how another person perceives it. How do I perceive this label over my head? Before I can fight this anywhere at the Supreme Court, I got to fight this with myself.
And that's certainly something that'll make you do all kinds of things that are not helpful to your life. Not loving yourself. That's a big central problem. Earlier, when you were telling your experience of going from being a an inmate at a property, and these people were like they're on top of you, and now they're like coming to you asking for help to a better job with their with inmates. I think that's a really transformative experience and just good for your soul.
For sure, it's a message from whatever you believe in that's higher than you. I don't care what you believe or what you
Yeah,
think.
it
It's a
doesn't really matter.
message from something that's greater than, like, it will break you down and then it will build you back up in front of the people who watched you break down. So it's doing it to me right now, and it can do it for anyone else. We just have to believe that it's going to do it for us instead of us being our own worst enemy at the end of the day, because that's what these programs are designed to do. When we go to prison, they're designed to make us our worst enemy.
All right, I see I got two hands up. I'm going to write down. I want to finish the story real fast because otherwise I'll forget to come back to it.
Sure.
So I actually come to war kind of four different ways. There's four things that sort of make me feel like I'm supposed to be here. The one I was just about to talk about, one of my daughters got kicked out of school. She got kicked out of high school. I think just for the rest of the school year, like the next year, they would have let her come back, but she was so embarrassed about it that she like it was like, oh, no way, Mom, I am not going back there. So she ended up at a, they started a special program where you could like get your associate's degree and your high school diploma simultaneously. And they picked her out of all the kids at this little school. She was the one that would like give the tours to parents and, she'd do like panel discussions. And it was really good for her, because here she goes from being this kid that like, everybody thinks is the pariah to like, hey, I'm the one that they're trusting the most. And it was really impactful for her. So I saw that happening with my daughter in ways that I can totally imagine the way that helped you. Oh, and then one day, guess who was on that panel? The principal that kicked her out, the vice principal that kicked her out, and the superintendent that kicked her out.
That's how it works.
Yeah, it was really impactful for her to, know that she was the. Okay, I don't remember what order you went in. I'm going to go Beverly first.
Thanks, Anne. And
Hey,
Joey,
Beverly.
hey, how's it going?
Good.
I was wondering, how did you start this? Was it just formed in your own mind or.
Yep. It was
Okay.
formed in my soul since I was a child. But now it formed in my own mind when I was in prison. I felt like I had to document everything that I experienced while I was in prison. I felt it was important to remember the things that I was taught and the things that I learned and had to unlearn and relearn. I thought it's the Department of Corrections. I'm supposed to know my programming, I think. You know what I mean? So I went in there with that thought, and that's, I guess, how it formulated. Like, if they could make that much money off of selling us bullshit, I can do the same thing. But it's not bullshit, it's off of lived experience. So I could do the same thing and actually
And
have
do a better
people
job.
recognize the authenticity behind it and say, "Hold, this came from someone with lived experience, a few guys with
So,
lived experience."
yeah, so essentially you started this
Yeah.
in prison, and
Yeah.
that's where you formed it in your writings and
Yeah.
everything. So you don't have like, we love to hear about people's qualifications. So
Yeah.
your qualifications are that you have been in prison and that you
Yeah,
have
I'm a
lived through
doctor of reality in
it.
prison.
Yes.
You know,
So
I
you don't
perform
have a,
surgery in prison.
there's no
Joey
background. He had a number of years. So you worked on
Yeah.
this. Yeah, I did 14 years. I've watched a lot of resurrections mentally. I've watched a lot of gardens grow. I'm a botanist. I'm a carpenter. I build a lot of men in prison. So I'm a doctor of all of those because I did it for a really long time. And no one can take that away from me or say that I'm
Right.
not.
And you got
Very good.
my partner says the same thing. He says, if I could go back, I'd like change things, but given that
Definitely.
I can't go back, like I grew a lot in that
Definitely.
time.
Yeah.
I had no
So
choice.
turn your screen so I can see Gabby's face all the way.
Yeah.
So,
This is my significant Gabby. She is my rock. She helps everything. Back to Beverly.
yeah. So essentially, you don't have a psychology degree or anything like that, but
Nope.
this is something from the roots
Definitely.
of what you have lived. And that seems to blend in with something that I'm going through. I have joined Al-Anon, and I have found it to be a very good program. It's a 12-step
For
program.
sure. I know what it is. I know exactly what it is.
And but I have found that it is very spiritual, and
Yep.
that it kind of essentially does what you do. It breaks you down, thinks about yourself and everything. So I love this. How can we help to implement it in the
Keep giving the confidence and telling me like that this means something to you guys. And we'll, like Ann said, eventually we'll form a group on war, and we'll have our own little groups where we could hold Pathfinder circles. We call them ciphers, where we pass the lemonade. So everybody, we call it pass the
I think
lemonade
what
so
you
we could
should
do.
do, I think what we should do is we should train, as many people who are willing to kind of learn under you. They should just be your first class.
Yeah, and I learn from everybody at the same time. Like it's not like I'm some chief and I know everything. Like it's not about that. It's just really about sparking the soul to start moving and spitting out toxicity and also receiving purity. You know, like that's what the whole thing is about. It's not like who's leading this? Yeah, Joe has to be here. That's not true. There's a format to this and everyone can run it.
So they can just
Yeah.
it'll just grow
Yeah,
on its own.
I made this universal because I knew that it was going to become something, and it can't be everywhere. So
Okay,
this has to be universal.
so how did you start implementing it in a prison system? You said
They
that it's
allow,
in.
yeah, the Chester County Prison. Well, right now I'm working with the chaplaincy department. I just got my clearance to basically go over there, call the inmates upstairs, the prisoners upstairs, to, you know, ask them, do you guys, would you be willing to participate in this program? But I open up Thinking for a Change. It's another program that's in the prison. I have a lot of the support from like all the top officials in our county about implementing this program because they realize that their programming is really
Yeah,
Diet
it's not
Coke with
working.
water in it. Diet
Yeah,
Coke with
really.
water in it. Melted ice cubes.
And it's supposed to be done while someone is in prison so that the whole
It's
time.
the way that I have it set up, yeah, it can be that way, but it's really flexible. It's for everybody. So it's th
But I
there
think
is
over
no.
time you'll make it fit, right? You'll take the
Yeah.
things that really work for whatever group of people you have there.
But as it's being implied now, we want it as soon as a person's sentenced. So we're working with the mental health and drug court in our county because they have separate courts, because there are so many people that get in trouble that they have separate courts. And the mental health and drug court judge is the president judge, and she's ultimately going to be the one that signs it onto her court. And from there, every other court is going to need. So they have no idea what they're getting their hands on, but they do, but they don't.
So do you have like a booklet or a book
Yeah,
or?
I have some things. Send me your email, or and
I'm
send me
starting
an
an
email.
email.
I could
So
send. Yeah, I
anybody that
have.
said I'm interested in this project, they put their email in the chat and I'll just add them to the same email thread. I put my email in under where I you got you, said that, Beverly. Anne. I got Beverly and Kaya so far.
Okay, thank you so much,
There comes
Joey.
another one.
Yeah,
Applause
no
for
problem.
you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me
I would love a
confidence.
question from this Margot
You
person.
got
I don't
it.
think I've ever seen that person before.
And Kai has been had her hand up for a bit. She started smoking a
Yeah,
cigarette.
and
She was there for so long.
Kaya's next. It says ask to unmute. I don't know why. There we go. Kind of.
Yeah,
Not
sort of.
really.
But we got you.
I'll turn it up.
You're
How
cool.
about now? Yeah.
Yep.
That's better.
I love this. I am so inspired. I'm so glad I sat in on this one. I've actually been trying, just thinking about getting something together like this here. I'm in North Carolina, and you are just like expressing my soul right now. My question for you, what are the hardest parts of this? What do you come up against that's like the most struggle?
What a great
Myself.
question.
It really hasn't been a struggle, to be honest, Kyle. Like that hasn't. It's been myself and doubting myself, knowing what I'm capable of, but doubting myself. Everyone has opened the door. Every single person that I've reached out to has opened the door. I've been kicking my own ass. I haven't had
Okay.
nobody be like, oh, you're a this, you're a that. Like, that's not there.
Well,
It's neither here nor there.
it's really
something about
scary. You're
Joey
brave.
just it just he just he just
Thank you.
makes his own joy juice somehow.
But yeah, that's the only thing that I see is negative is myself. Sometimes I'm afraid of my own light. Gabby told me the other day, I knew that. I read it before in a Nelson Mandela quote about how people really shine, but they're afraid of their lights. And when Gabby told me that, I said, damn it, she's right. So that's the answer. That's the toughest thing that
Wait,
I face is me.
yeah.
say the thing that Joe that Gabby said again.
Gabby told me that I was afraid of my own light. She was like, you know how bright you are, and sometimes you're afraid of it. It was a challenge. I'm like, damn, you told me the truth.
That happens with me and Greg a lot, where like I can see what he's doing before he knows what he's doing. It's interesting.
Yeah, so that really is it was an awesome question. I haven't had any resistance though, so I feel like that there's something in front of me that I can't see that's clearing the path. That's what I really think. Like I'm not
Gather
I
the
was
forces, gather
you
the
know
forces.
yeah so that's what it is. If like you want to go that level, it's definitely that.
Yeah.
I don't take everybody there, but it's
So,
forces.
what numbers work for these groups, and what kind
How
of
many
extra
people?
challenges would we have if they're on a Zoom chat as opposed to sitting
They
in a
were
room?
ran in front of 80 people a day. The therapeutic community is 80 men, and I had to open the therapeutic community during the day, and I had to close it. And then in between, I would have to run what they would call conflict resolution, but back then it was called Pass the Lemonade before it was the Pathfinder. Yeah, it was. I called it Pass the Lemonade because it was really Pass the L. But we weren't allowed to say pass the L because passing the L in PA is weed. So we used to be like, oh, pass the lemonade. It quenches your thirst in your soul. So everybody be like, yo, we passing the lemonade tonight? Like, guys looked forward to playing basketball and coming back to pass the lemonade. The dudes that did not participate in the other programs over in the, they passed the lemonade and still know what passing the lemonade is and would come pass the lemonade.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because honestly, if you are a person who is like not in touch with your emotions, you're not able to share, people don't talk like that.
I have exercises that will make men cry. The mirror is a part of Pathfinder where I make guys face themselves in the mirror and they tell themselves about something in their past that they would never admit to anyone else. You have to go to this point in yourself. It's a must to pass phase two. You have to talk to yourself in the mirror. Maybe it was about your crime, maybe it was about your addiction, maybe it was about something you didn't forgive that your dad or mom or brother or sister. But you have to look in the mirror, sits in front of you. Weren't the guys in the circle, we're not here. You're talking to that dude. And that's when I watched most of the guys free themselves after the mirror took place in phase two. That's why it is phase two. I said, this is where that should be, in the middle. My fault, Kai. Go ahead. I saw your hand.
Can I say something? I feel like it would be helpful because you are a character yourself. You are a good speaker. You reach people. You're good at that. My hesitation about like this, I don't have that kind of personality. I feel like it would be helpful if you could like videotape your circle, your interactions
Introduction.
with people. I don't know how that would work legally. Like you'd have to get everyone's permission, but like to share with groups, like your interaction, like how you run a circle, like the
The format of how it's supposed to be ran.
yeah.
And everyone picks that up. As soon as I teach them the first time, I'm just like, yo, give it like pretend you're at a party. What the hell? How hard is this? Pretend that you're having fun.
It's
And you
hard.
pretty
It's
soon.
hard for people. It's hard for people first coming out of prison to
It is.
have
It
fun,
is.
to smile, to do anything. Like you got to
is.
learn
And
how to
I'm,
do that again.
and that's exactly what I'll say. You know what? I'm the guy that was out of prison too. I know. I've been there with you. I'm not the therapist or I'm not the facilitator that's never walked in your shoes, pal. I smiled when I walked out. It's cool. We're all right when we do that. You know, like I could talk guys into that, and if they're not trying to hear that, then you know, not everyone's going to be reached by this program. Also, I
Yeah.
know that. You know, like I watched guys disappear into the vents above themselves while the program was happening, but I knew that they weren't ready for that. But the mass majority, not just the majority, the mass majority paid attention. It started out a majority, but certain music exercises, like I have a lot of exercises at the end of each module that I think are the best parts of the program that I never reveal. It's like magic tricks. I don't, they're not even in the book. They're in the facilitator's guide. They will never know what's coming at the end. There's always something that's not written in your guide. And it's usually something like really partner driven. I always do that because I make people sit with someone you would never speak to, never sit with. Next thing you know, you have friends from the city. You have friends that never been to the city, dudes from the rural parts, suburban dudes.
I love that.
You know,
I
it's
love
supposed to be
that.
that way. So I might give you an emblem. Say, for instance, it's say we're in Carolina. I'll give you Duke, Wake Forest, Carolina, and NC State. It'd be four groups if there's 12 dudes. They'd be like, why do I have the NC State symbol on mine? Why do I have Duke on mine? Well, because you guys are partners for this whole phase.
I love that.
So nobody can go in there and just, you know, be with who they're with. You have to open, like it's a must that you open up. You, if not, then take those other programs like Thinking for a Change and shit and let them hit you with the parole board because you manipulated the system. Quote unquote, they call it manipulating the system in the state of Pennsylvania. If you take their programs and you don't use their language, most of the guys in the state of Pennsylvania can barely speak English. We have a weird ass way of talking anyway. So what makes you think that we're going to speak a language from Minnesota? And they have a different language. The programming from PA is Minnesota's programming. And guess what year it was? 2001. Jay-Z
So,
only had like two albums then.
Joey, you actually know people who make these kinds of decisions, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have a guy, he's a therapist. And he's been on the war room, I think, three times. And he basically has a lot to say about, what shitty therapy is and what good therapy should be. And he seems a lot more, some of these guys really do need help. Some of these people
Definitely.
really do need help. I mean, some of us
Definitely.
really need help, right? We have
Definitely.
things to work on.
Everyone to a degree.
But he doesn't, whereas Greg's program was, if you tell some story, you just say something during sharing, it gets back to your PO, and then your PO starts razzing you about it.
No, there's no therapy in that. There is
There's no
absolutely
therapy in that.
nothing
Well, it's
therapeutic.
not the mission of the state of the thing in Missouri. The mission is just keep the public safe. Just basically listen in on these blankophiles in their little room making plans, and then poke them with sticks. Well, nobody went like nobody gets better. Therapy can be really good, but
Therapy
that's
is
not
awesome.
therapy.
Like I never thought that I would say that. If you break your wrist, you go to the doctor. If something happens in your mental, why do you not go to the doctor? Like it only, I never believed, like I'm a black man. I didn't believe, like our therapy is three words. The first word I don't use with a B unless I'm saying certain things. Blunts and our barbers. We don't go to a therapist. We smoke a blunt, we go to our barber shop and we hang out with females. That's our therapy. Or go work, my dad might say. My dad's a farm boy. He'll say, go clean up one of them water buckets. Like, Dad, that's not going to help me. You know, like, so therapy didn't exist in my realm until I started going to therapy. And I'm like, why the hell did, but that's for another topic. That's for another time when we have a sitting and we're all together
The
speaking about
problem.
what therapy could do for us.
The problem with therapy too is that in certain areas they don't have therapists that are trauma therapists, and like prison,
Right.
all that shit is traumatic. And
Yeah.
like insurance, like you gotta have a place that your insurance will cover. Like that is few and far between in some places, which is very sad.
Okay, why
Very.
is it giving me shit about adding this email? I don't understand. Maybe it's already up there. I don't get it. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to multitask. Okay. I've gotten all the hands. I was just earlier talking to, I think I finished talking about so all the different ways that I've come to this therapy. So I had my partner is on the registry. We met when he was out of prison for already some years. We've been dating for about 4.5 years. Then I got my younger daughter, who honestly, there is still a chance that I haven't exactly been able to verify that the guy with whom she got kicked out of college high school for is on the registry. So I live with this like looking like poking around here makes her mad. So like I can't ask questions. I've looked him up in the yearbook. I can't figure it out. But there's a part of me that's like, he was older than her and he was black. So, like, there's a reasonable possibility that my daughter, and that's part of the reason that I'm so like, this is not a war position. This is a me position. But my me position is teenagers believe that they are individual human beings making choices with their bodies. And as a teenager, I really believed that I was the master of my universe. Like I believed that I had autonomy. And society has decided that no, you don't have any autonomy over your body if you're younger than whatever your state decides is some number. And I personally think that's just a stupid way to raise children. We know that they're going to be adults at some point, right? And we know that they're children at some point, but in between, it's murky, They're doing stupid stuff, but they're also learning great stuff. And I'm not a believer in the belief that anyone under whatever your state decides is the number is somehow not allowed to make decisions with their body. That kind of pisses me off. Nobody agrees with me on that. I mean, oh, maybe there's Kaya. Ask to unmute.
That's a really hard question. It's really hard.
It is hard.
I will tell you a little bit of why I am on the registry, and it's because when I was young, I met a guy and I was an adult, but here's the reason it's hard is because
You're looking at it from the other side of
People,
it. You're looking at it from the other side of it.
I'm
Yeah.
looking at it from the other side of it, and I'm also on the registry. I did a
Yeah, I feel
10-year
you.
sentence, and I'm on the registry
You
for
almost
being on the other
can't,
side.
yeah,
So
you
it's
almost can't even allow yourself to even think about the
no,
position
I
that I'm.
can. I absolutely can. I 100%, 100%. I have met
Okay.
people like no, but there's not a.
I just
There's not
wish.
a clear answer for that
Yeah.
question.
I just wish. So, like, I'm a pretty sex positive person. I really like sex. I think sex is great. And I want my kids to know that it's going to be great at some point. Like, I don't really like this. Like, let's just demonize it and make everything look terrible and awful for a bunch of years. And then, whoop, one day you're supposed to suddenly be, I don't really get it. I think we're doing everything wrong there. But like I said, that's a me position, not a war position. There's at least one country, I think. I think this is a really, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be, I'm not justifying a big adult, much older adult, grooming a young person. I'm not justifying that. What I'm saying is, I wish we didn't have to make everything that's related to sex feel extra shameful. I wish we could just like ask you what, like I was just about to say, there's some country, I should really remember which one, but I don't. I think it's in Europe, maybe Scandinavia, where they would, if something sexual happened to a kid between the ranges of 12 and 17, they would ask the kid, how did you feel about this? Were you, this fuck you up? Did this make you need to go to therapy and cut yourself and like just get a, I don't know even how you, like measure that, but they asked the kids. And if the kid was like, no, it was fun, I enjoyed it, and I wish I could do it again, then they just dropped it. No matter what mom and dad thought, no matter what the states thought, they just dropped it. And I really wish we could do something more like that. Because I tell you what, I answer the phone and the number of times I've gotten calls where I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You're on the registry for consensual sex 3 days in a row with an adult woman who on the fourth day felt yucky and like pressed against, said you were a sexual, not assault, some other thing.
It's the reaction. It's often the reaction of society that makes it
Right. I would like to
wrong.
just change that whole script. I would like for us to quit thinking about sex and sexuality as like scary and bad and just mellow out a little, I know that's not a like, traditional like brain feeling, what's the word for that, thought, It's not a traditional thought, but I just think the world would be better if we were less obsessed with sex. You know, we do a lot of things wrong. Beverly, you have a hand up? Is that my imagination?
No, not your imagination at all. We all become sexual beings, pretty much. There are people who are asexual who do not have any sexual feelings, but it's such a wide range, and we all become these sexual beings. So yeah, we need to treat it in a more normal way rather than a shameful way. Unfortunately, we're in a country that treats it pretty shamefully,
Right,
that
but I would like to just be the force for like, let's change the narrative on that, right? I mean, I pretty
well.
much in almost every area, and if Kathy is still on, I hope she doesn't ever tell on me, but in almost every area related to sex, I just sort of thought, how did my mom handle this? And then I did it a different way.
Well, to be honest, I didn't even talk to my kids really about sex. I have three kids. None of them, because my father did not talk to me about sex, so I didn't know exactly how to do it. It just happened, you know? And so we kind of get this idea that, you know, so now I am kicking myself because I have a son who's attracted to minors. And what do I do with that?
How
And
old is your
so,
son?
well, he's 37. This is something that, you know, I am
I
just
have a
realizing.
I have a call out to CureSort, Citizens United for the Rehabilitation of Errants.
Oh, yes.
Bruce, is it Bruce? I might be getting the name wrong. Wayne Bowers. Wayne Bowers.
Okay.
I asked if he would come on the war room, and he's like checking with people and getting back to me. Because
Okay,
I would
very
really
good.
like to, right?
Yes.
There is a particular type of person, type of choice that we really have to figure out how to, like, how do I address that? What's a better way?
Yes.
Because clearly what we're doing isn't working,
Yes,
right?
and since we are familiar with people who are forced to register, then we have to talk knowledgeably about sex and have this feeling like I can say I have a son who is attracted to minors, and this is what we're doing, and to treat it
Right. I would like
as a
to,
thing, a
can I deputize you and give you a task?
Okay, I got my
Okay.
hand up.
So I would really like I think there are organizations out there. One time I found a tab and I was like, what the hell? How have I never heard of this? And it was like an organization, you know, basically trying to stop sexual abuse of minors from the start. And it had like seven, you know, little subcategories of like ways that they were doing this. And I was like, why aren't we trying these ways? So what
Yeah.
I would like you to do, I would like you to
Okay.
go do that research. Go find some places that are doing what we right, the people that are clearly being ignored because I've never heard of them,
Okay.
right? We're spending all of our time and energy on like, you know, watching press special victims unit bump bump and you know, watching
So,
incarcerating people.
what are you saying that
I want to find like what they're doing, which is treating it after harm has been done. And affecting the rest of their life, I would like to find the group that's, you know, there in the settings with the children, learning stuff, right? There are such things. There's got to be a way to.
You're saying that there are groups out there that have people, probably now adults, who have been harmed as children sexually.
I
No?
don't know about that. I don't know if they've, if there's children of what I'm saying is there are organizations that have websites with like numbered, like, here's the ways to stop this. We haven't even looked at those. Why aren't we looking at those? Right? I know why we're not looking at those. They don't actually want to solve the problem. They like the problem because the problem gives them
Yeah.
something to run on. It makes the people scared.
Yes, that
It
it gives them
makes
power.
people. It makes people trade their safety for the illusion of freedom. It's a great jam for them. It just has so many negative consequences, and the net keeps widening. They keep doing more of these entrapment programs. They're making crime that wouldn't have existed otherwise. It's not like, oh, they're going out there and they're finding all the minor attracted people who, have ever connected with a human being, right? They're not finding the people that need the help. They're just like, they're finding regular 20-year-olds who got an adult dating site and are really just children. Because have any of you raised a teenager? Like, they don't like turn 18 and suddenly you don't have to worry about them. They're idiots for years, So what we need to be telling people is, yeah, sorry, I'm on.
Are there organizations? Are you're saying that there are organizations that
I think that I saw at least one, and then I think I looked and saw others. Like, when I tried to find that one again, there were other choices. So I was like, oh, well, fuck.
okay.
I was just on
Well,
the internet
yeah.
and I found this site, and there may be lots of sites. I would like to start learning more about those organizations. I would like to start talking to those organizations. Why are they not getting any attention?
Yeah. Why, well, actually, why are we not cooperating with each other?
Why are we not
Because
cooperating with each other?
we know
Why are we not
people.
cooperating with each
Yeah.
other? Right?
Yeah.
Because these problems do exist. Bad things do
Well,
happen to real children. We are not solving that problem.
yeah,
Right? The bad things that are happening to our children are being done by people we love, right? It's
and
people
the
we
thing
love
is,
making mistakes, and we
yeah.
don't want to ruin their life. So
The
it's the
reason
people
the
less
and the reason
likely that we
why
should.
and the reason why probably is because that we're not talking to each other is because we don't want to talk to each other. They envision us as wanting, just not wanting
Sure.
any consequences, and we are looking at them as you want to just hit us with everything and incarcerate our loved ones for forever because this group of people are the new criminal flavor of the hour.
Yep.
And all you have to do is just call somebody that name, and there goes the conversation. So
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, so
Just
I'll
for the
look away.
record, I'm looking for a mom willing to have an on the record conversation with me.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah. All right,
I don't know what I could do, but
well, let's start thinking about the kinds of questions we would like to have. Just put it on your list. Call me tomorrow because I'm going to forget.
okay,
Just
what's
put it on
your
your list.
okay. All right, I'll
I like the 800 number because it makes me take notes.
okay.
800 311 3764.
3764. Okay. All Ann. What time? What time?
I don't know. You call me whenever, and I'll call you back when I can. I will probably go swim around whatever time Michael leaves. I don't know. What time are you
Well,
leaving?
I have to work tomorrow,
Okay,
so
so
it'll
what are
be
the hours? After what time could you call me?
probably after 5.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's perfect. Yep,
All
call me
right,
after.
thank you. Thank you, Anne.
No problem. All right, I'll put your hand down, I guess. I don't really know how to do that. Lower hand. All right. There's all many words over here. Okay, I'm gonna assume, just raise your hand if you gotta tell me about all those tiny words. So, Ian, what do you think about you wanna be in the Pathfinder Initiative first part course? All right, now I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, it does sound like a good thing for sure. It's I don't see any downside to it.
Okay.
It
Yeah, I'm
seems
very
like
excited about
it's
that. All right, I
well,
see an
I was just gonna say it seems like it's something that's had a little bit of testing go on. It's had its development kind of happen to a certain degree. So I don't see any reason why somebody would say no, that doesn't seem
Well, and
interesting.
if you have any doubts, just have a conversation with Joey tomorrow, while he's doing the things that he does all day. I'm so happy for you, Joey. Like, it's so exciting to see you flourish. Oh, hang on, I gotta unmute you. Okay, sorry.
And I literally went on purpose because I was muted and couldn't get off. So I knew you were gonna be like, all right, let me get you. But I did it with no sound even here. But no, that it's really crazy. I just was reading in the chat. I was at Julian's where her husband is at. I was there for 9 years. So I'll have to I can reach out to Miss Witt And Miss Shove,
Which
I need to
person? Which
contact them
person?
anyway. Julian.
Oh, really? The Pittsburgh girl?
Yeah. So
Yeah, so she's
I
agreed
was
to
at Laurel Highlands for, oh, she's the one
make us
that
a
agreed for
video.
that? All right.
Say that again.
Yeah, I was at Laurel Highlands, the prison where her husband is incarcerated. I was there for 9 years, and she was asking
Wow.
about how did they get it into Laurel Highlands. That is the best question you could ask. So now let me call Miss Shove and Miss Witt and tell them my progress and everything that happened. Everybody hated to see me leave Laurel Highlands. So let me call them and see, like, I'm going to let them know that I have so much backing. Could you guys help in any way?
I mean,
Contact Mr.
honestly,
Weaver for me. I mean,
this is
so cool.
so like the fact that people keep coming at you and they just happen to be in your state, right? One of them happens to be in your city. Like, that's not an accident.
And it also shows that Pennsylvania incarcerates too many people.
Oh my God. Do you guys all know that Pennsylvania has a rule that if you have sex with someone who is intoxicated, you go to prison for
You
7 years?
can. Yeah, you definitely can.
Like, wait, what did you, can you just say that again? Because I think that was like every weekend for some of my friends.
Yeah, Vo went to
Getting drunk and
prison
having sex in
at
college as an
college.
adult, you're over 18 and you can't
Yeah.
have consensual sex because you chose to drink some alcohol, which you probably drank to give you a little like freedom to go be yourself.
That's exactly what he did. And I was his cellmate for 3 years, and I worked in the law library also. So when guys would come and talk to me about like helping them follow their appeals and put their opinions and stuff together, naturally you have to read the discovery. And then he was my cellmate, so I did a lot of investigating. This guy did not commit what he was on that piece of paper for. If you would have saw the piece of paper, you would have thought that this guy was super vicious. What he did was act like an asshole when he was in college, but it didn't warrant 7 years. He promised a girl a position in a sorority. He did some sneaky shit where he should have got his ass kicked for what he did. But 7 years in prison and landed him on the registry for having sex with a girl at Westchester University. And he lied to her about getting her a position in a sorority. And she said, oh, yeah. So she called the police and said that she got raped by him. This is the story. That is exactly
I
how
met
it
the
happened.
guy. I met the
Yeah,
guy too.
I heard it from the girl's friends because her friends were also his friends. So they would write letters to him and say, what's going on with your case? So I got to see what her friends were actually saying. And then it's, but yeah, Anne is right. Anybody, it's so deep in the state of Pennsylvania with that law. Like, we have some of the dumbest laws in the world. So according to that law, this is how stupid we got. According to that law, nicotine actually affects your thoughts the minute you drag. So we did some weird studies and had all this science about nicotine actually causes a form of intoxication when you take a drag. So you mean to tell me that everybody that smokes a cigarette and has sex too? That's it by definition. That's what that could say, and that's what that could mean. And that's what some of these crazy ass counties here would argue. And you could never fight that because what defense
Well,
attorney is.
this, like being afraid of sex and sexuality, honestly, again, this is an and position, not a war position, but being afraid of sex and sexuality for me is the problem, right?
Yeah.
All at all layers, right? All these choices that people are making, good and bad, person on top, person underneath, they're all related to shame. And I wish we could just quit. I mean, I don't know. The idea that something happened to you one time and you label yourself as that, I just like, sometimes sex is not your favorite thing. Just let it go, forgive yourself, forgive the person, and move on. I just don't
The
think
only
we
way
always have to
left.
make everything, we don't always
It's the
have to
only
make
thing
everything
left.
ruined.
So, Ann, I just want to thank everybody for coming on tonight. Get behind Pathfinder for real because it's going to become something. Like, really get behind it. And what I mean by getting behind it is just sometimes be like, yo, Joe, you're doing a good job. It makes me do even more because it's for everyone and their families. I feel like I've transformed. I don't need what I got. I mean, I don't need to transform any further. With my thought process, my heart could always be transformed. My thought process is cool right now, but I need everybody. This isn't something that I could do alone. I need everyone, your families, your criticisms, your whatever it may be. I don't care. I'll take the rough, the constructive criticism. If you like this, if you don't like that, let me know so we can shape this how it's supposed to be. This isn't just something that, yeah, I'm the only one that's putting this together. Like, I don't do that stuff like that. Like, if I come up with something, this is for all of us because it's going to make life for all of us easier. It's going to make it easier. I know what this is going to do with the right support. This is not the average program. It's not. It's not. And it can keep being added on to. But before I go on a presidential tirade, I'm going to cut this off and I'm going to bounce. So I hope everybody sends me an email or something. Thanks to Amy, she's going to have the website jumping, and that is going to be high traffic, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to feature a lot of good information that when you click on there, you're not going to need me. It'll be all on the website. It'll be right there, and you can take it and look in the mirror and tell yourself. So I just hope everybody tells themselves something positive tonight before they crash. And
all of us, go do something that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Spend some time, you know, do some self-care.
Send me an email about Pathfinder. That's a good thing. Send me an email if you feel some type of way about your situation or your family situation. Send me an email. That's a good thing. You're spitting toxicity out. That's your first Pathfinder lesson.
Now, what's your email again? Joey Nick.
Yeah, 51? Here. Let me put it in here. I'm gonna put it in here.
Okay, so I don't have to do it. Good plan. Thank you, everybody. I love you all. I would love just some people to keep me motivated and make me feel good about this. So I think if you put your email already in the chat, I'm already starting a message with Joey, and we'll figure out how to communicate.
All right, y'all.
Love y'all. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you, Joey. Have a good night.
Call me tomorrow, Joey.